We happen to be in the middle of the ninth parak right now. I believe this is the last parak that deals with the Midah's Rizus. And we're going to be starting from the middle here, even if you did not hear last week's, which I apologize, I just posted that this morning on my Torah. So even if you didn't hear that, you should still be okay. You have the text in front of you up here. We are ready to rock. So he says, Klolol shel davar. Okay, the summary of the matter. Tzor shiyasem ha'adam is atmo arai ba'olam dekavua ba'avoda. A person always wants to make sure in life that they're focusing on ruchnius, on spirituality, on serving Hashem, and they want to make the physical world something that's secondary to their lives. He's discussing this now because it's coming off of how one of the inhibitors of zrizus is laziness. And laziness comes from being indulged in the physical world. That's not the only way that a person is lazy. When a person just sits back and enjoys the luxuries of relaxing and eating and chilling, then that is the antithesis sometimes of zrizus. So he continues, Yisratzev yistate b'chol nyone ola b'mashe yizdamin. A person should be satisfied and content with whatever the physical world presents itself to you. He's not saying don't, enjoy anything, don't do anything related to the physical world. Whatever comes your way, that's what you can partake in. V'kach min haba b'yado, whatever comes to your hand. V'erachok min ha-menucha v'karv l'melacha v'amal, meaning don't just expect, don't all, works, obviously, we have to put this in perspective, but don't work crazy hard in order to gain certain luxuries, right? So let's say one that we could probably all agree on, to work and exert yourself for crazy amounts of hours just to get a Porsche or a Lamborghini. Okay, I think we understand, of course, that we need to work, we need to have a earn a living, and he would not disagree with that. But to seek certain pleasures, that definitely is not the greatest. And he says, to distance yourself from relaxation, and draw yourself towards work and toil. And you should have faith in Hashem. We spoke about anxiety, a little bit of anxiety and fear in the last week. And he says, a person shouldn't be concerned about unexpected misfortunes that could come to you. And he's gonna, right now, he basically spoke about how a person shouldn't, and he's gonna elaborate on this more, but a person shouldn't be so scared and terrified that they can't serve Hashem because of it, where it sometimes could detract from one's avos Hashem. It'll be more clear over the next few moments. The question, though, is that, and he's gonna say, so a person should never worry. Person should never be concerned for life. Right now, this is the most applicable thing there is. Right? Right now, we are certainly cautious for the coronavirus. And I don't know if you saw or heard about Mayor Tversky's teshuva, where he discusses how he thinks shuls should not be opened at all, how outdoor minyanim should not be happening at all. Because a person has to realize that there's a shas sakana. There's things that are potential harm that could be done, and it's not worth it. It's not worth it to risk oneself for that. Obviously, we are taking guidance from other poskim, but that is a certain perspective, and that's not something that's wrong or that's wrong whatsoever. But a person should never worry, he's saying. A person should always have faith in Hashem, it'll be good. So he says, Shema Tomar, you might say, Haray, sorry, see where we are. Hare matzinu shechivu chachamim b'chol makom shishmar adam sa'atma shmira me'ula, that the chachamim do make sure to have a person, make sure to enforce that a person guards themselves. V'lo yasim atma sakana, a person shouldn't put themselves in a place of danger. Afilu hu tzadik u'bal ma'isim, even if they're a tzadik, they shouldn't go out in danger and say, you know, Hashem's going to protect me. The Amru, and we say Hakol Bidei Shemaim, Chutz Mitinim Pachem, that everything is in Hashem, hands of Hashem, except for the cold and the heat. But he's emphasizing here the cold and the heat, meaning if you shouldn't say, you know, let me go out. It's cold out, but okay, I'll be fine. I don't have to worry. Hashem's going to take care of me. I have to walk to shul in the heat. It's okay. What's the big deal? So a person should sometimes be concerned for things like that. Umikra kosa, the pasuk says, Nishmartem om nacho sechen. Mitzvah from the Torah. A person has to take care of their body, to guard their body. Haresha ein lahachlif. Habitachon hazeh akal panim. A person shouldn't invoke the concept of bitachon in all situations to say, you know what, Hashem's going to take care of me. That person is a fool. And a person, of course, we see doctors and we're sick, and it's not a lack of bitachon Hashem. That's what Hashem wants us to do. Behasam amru gafil devar mitzvah. And even for the sake of performing a mitzvah, so we would potentially have to make sure to guard ourselves to lose out on certain mitzvahs like we've done over the last 3 months. So he basically he's bringing this because originally he said, like, it seemed, it's going to distinguish now, but it seems if he said you should never have to worry about anything, Hashem's going to take care of you, and you want to serve Hashem and put all your efforts into serving Hashem, and things are going to work out. And now he says as follows. Now he's going to explain the stira here between having bitachon, serving Hashem, and having zrizos to perform the mitzvahs, things that are going to work out, and the others that we're seeing now, guard your life, and you should be careful, you should be worried, and this could go wrong. So, what is it? Da ki yesh yira, vi yesh yira. I like that line. That a person should know that there's yirat shamayim, and there's yirat shamayim. There are things to fear and there are things to fear. There are things that are worth fearing, and there are things that are foolish for a person to be scared about. Yesh bitachon v'yesh olelos. One of them is a person should have bitachon, shouldn't be scared of these things, and the other thing is foolish for a person to think that they are impermeable to these things that could come upon them. That a person knows Hashem created them, and a person has to make sure to avoid certain situations and to act in a straightforward way, in the proper way, to guard oneself from things that are placed, that Hashem created in this world, to punish the wicked people. Right, Hashem often uses the physical world to punish people. And a person who doesn't act in a wise way and puts themselves in harm's way, and they say, "Yeah, it'll all be okay. It doesn't matter." So he says, "Hine ein ze bitachon ela holelos." Don't think that person's a bal bitachon. Don't think that person's so frum. That person is an idiot. Is pretty much what he's saying. V'hine, hu chote b'mashu nege ritzon aboris bashmo. That person is sinning. That person is totally sinning, going against Hashem. I'll just use, let's say, a pretty practical example that could come up. There's extremely dangerous weather outside. There have been times in Tinek, it was about 10 years ago or so, when two people were killed on a Motzei Shabbos, coming home from shul. I remember that day specifically, I remember how crazy it was, and it was a very terrible storm, and there are times if there's a storm going on, a person shouldn't say, you know what, I have to go to Maariv. What do you mean? Obviously a typical rain or typical thunder, like, okay, we could deal with it, but there are certain times where no, you don't, and that'd be foolish. Now Hashem, you're basically saying you're sinning if you do that. Sherutzi Yishishmar Adam Zasma, a person has to take care of their life. Vinimsa, and we find Shemovada Sakonim Hamudvas Badavar, Asher Hu Alul Elaha Mipne Cheson Shmiraso, that if a person becomes susceptible to certain things, if they're lacking this shmira, if they put themselves in harm's way, Hine Odhu Mischai Binasho Bekumase Bachet Asher Chote, so they're going to eventually end up sinning by putting themselves in danger. Vinimsa Chet Atmo Mibio Leonish. And this is going to cause them to be punished. So the sin, you're trying to do the right thing, you think you're so from, you're actually doing a sin, and you're going to cause yourself to be punished because of that. Ve'ulam hashmira hazos, ve'zos hayira hamyusedes al hanhagas hachachma v'asechel, hi aruya. But there is a type of Yira. Yes, Ami.
You could. Just a really quick question on that concept.
No problem.
So I guess the idea that obviously not to rely on a miracle, and you know we have to, when there's like a danger that's specifically out there, we have to obviously take precaution and sort of watch out for your life. Also, what about the concept of you know someone who's especially for a mitzvah is going to be protected?
Oh, beautiful point. So. I don't know if the recorder heard you. So the question is, what if someone is going to be is performing a mitzvah? And there's a concept of shliach mitzvah ina nizakim. Someone who's performing a mitzvah can't be harmed. It's actually brought up here. It's not brought up in the text. I saw it in the footnote. And the answer is that that only protects you when you are within the realm of how you should behave. But if you go beyond that, and you're behaving in an improper and not the safest way, then that concept no longer applies. And I'll tell you a story where he said this publicly, isn't that right? Jay Marcus, who used to be the Rebbe in Staten Island years ago, so he used to drive with Moshe Feinstein every single week. And he said the most embarrassing moment of his life, and I could imagine this, I could imagine how this is the most embarrassing, is imagine driving with Moshe Feinstein and getting pulled over for a speeding ticket by a cop. Okay, that's pretty bad. And he was, I think, in college at the time, he turns to Moshe and he says, how could I get a speeding ticket? Shlach mitzvah. I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm taking you where you have to go. And Moshe Feinstein said, yeah, but you sped. You broke the law. Like, you did it. You were dangerous. You did something dangerous. So that's the same thing over here. Okay, good question. So he continues, Ula Mashmer Azos Vizos Hayira, Hamisedis Alan Haga Chachma Sechel Hi Aruya. But if a person does have a normal level of fear that's appropriate, using their Sechel, using their logical thinking, Shalem Nemar, as Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, Aram Ra Ra Bin Istar, that the clever person sees something bad, Bin Istar, and he's going to hide. Ufsayim Avru Bin Enashu. And the foolish person will just go on. They'll continue going, and they're going to be punished for how they're behaving. Ah, hayira shotehi, the foolish person, sheya adam rotza lahosef shmiros al shmiros v'yir al yira. So now this is the opposite end. So there's really, picture three levels. I say levels, because it's not, I guess it could be in a certain sense. There's the most Baal Bitachon, who's like too much Bitachon, who says, I'm going to be great, Hashem's going to take care of me. And he says, no, that's foolish. You have to have Yira in certain situations and not rely on Bitachon of Hashem. But then there's the middle ground of what we said. Sometimes a person has to know when is appropriate time to have fear and when it's not, when it's something that's irrational. And now he's saying, but then there's times where a person has so much fear, and we were discussing last week, there's a difficult thing to really analyze regarding mental health and the understanding of mental health, where if a person does have intense anxiety, so of course we recognize it's not rational, but at the same time, we're not just going to throw them out and push them to go out and go to shul, per se. If they're scared of, imagine like pre-corona days, imagine if they were scared of germs that were in shul, and they couldn't be around like touching a sitter that someone else touched. It's very intense for someone to have that thought. So he says, "Achayira shotahi, the foolish yira, ha'adam rotza lahosef shmiros al shmiros v'yir al yira." He's adding, like he's putting one boundary after another boundary to protect himself and fear upon fear. Va'osem mishmeres mishmarta ba'ofen shi'agia mizeh bitol la'torah v'la'voda, and that's going to cause him to be mevatel Torah and service of Hashem. He's not going to go out to perform mitzvot. He's not going to be able to go. And he discusses here bitol Torah. Imagine back then, before shiurim online, before the internet, for most of history, right? Where if you wanted to learn something, you didn't have a sfarim shelf in your house, most likely. If you want to learn something, you go to your rebbe's. But how could I go outside? Right? So that's bitol Torah. That klal lahavchin ben shtei yiros hu shachalko chachamim zechron levracha. And the klal, the general rule to understand and distinguish between these two, the appropriate and inappropriate yira to have, the amram, as it says, hecha deshachiyach hezeka shane, that if harm is likely to occur, then yeah, that is a time for me to have Yira, if there is a chance of Par. If there's no chance of Par whatsoever, then no, I shouldn't be concerned, I shouldn't be worried, Hashem's going to take care of me then. If you know there's a danger, then yeah, you should put up precautions. But if you don't know of any danger whatsoever, in Lira, son, don't have any fear. You don't have anything to worry about, and it's just your mind telling you, oh, but maybe this will happen, maybe that will happen. And about this it says, Re'usa d'lo chazenan lo machzikinam, that we don't assume a disqualifying circumstance that we don't see. We don't assume that something is going to be bad and that will happen if we don't foresee that coming. It doesn't have to be literal scene, per se. V'ein lo l'chacham el masha ein avroos. And even in the areas of halacha, a tam chacham is only able to paskin on what they see. Bring him an animal that might be a trefa, right? Bring him something like that. So he's paskin on what he sees in front of him. Bring him evidence in a capital case, right? Paskin on the facts. What do you see? It's not what you don't see. Hu atzmo inyan a pasuk sheheveinu lamala arm rav ra'av v'nistar. This is the shot of the pasuk that Shlomo Melech says that the clever one sees something bad and he's going to hide from it. Ha'eno medaber el v'nistar min hara asher roa. What does it speak about? It only speaks about things that you see. And if you see something, that's where you should hide. Lo mi mashu chal yoshiya efshari shavo. Not something that, you know, this might occur and therefore I shouldn't do X. No, you don't have to worry about that. Vehu mamish inyan apasuk shez karti l'mal. This is the shot of the pasuk that we said above. Amar atzel shachal baderach v'gomer. We discussed last week, it was brought up the pasuk that the lazy person sees a lion in the road. Now, there are different ways to understand it, but the simple explanation that he's going with is that there is no lion in the road. And someone who's lazy is going to make excuses that maybe there's something out there and I shouldn't go to school. Shul. It could be school also. But I shouldn't go to shul because, you know, there might be a lion in the road. There might be something that'll harm me on my way. So I mean, he's saying that if you don't see it, so that you don't have to worry about it. If you don't have any, it doesn't be literal. If you have no reason to believe there's a lion in the street, you don't have to worry about it. V'chachameinu zechron lebrocha pershu enyan kimin chomer. And the Chachamim explained this in the form of a story. L'harus ad heichan magaz yiras ha-hevel hafrish ha-adam min ha-mais ha-tov. How much having intense fear or anxiety in a certain sense could lead a person away from doing the right thing. As I said already, a previous disclaimer, and I'll say it again, obviously mental health is a very, very delicate and sensitive issue and should be dealt with on a professional sense, in a professional way, and even if someone has an irrational fear, obviously that has to be handled in the proper fashion, not just throw them out into the street and say, don't worry, you're fine. So, continuing on, the Amru, it says in Dvarim Rabbah, Shiva Dvarim Amar Shlomo, the Atzel. So this is now the way Chachamim give an analogy for the way, basically the connection between Yira and the lack of Zerizos, or Atlas, right? So laziness is the opposite of Zerizos, right? So he's going to show now, depict, how someone has such intense Yira, such fear, then it actually causes them to continue to be lazy, and it lacks, to lack Zerizos. You tell the lazy person, your rabbi's in the city. On a side note, my rabbi, who's from Eretz Yisrael, I literally got a call an hour and a half ago. He's in America, and he hopefully, Bez Hashem, I'll see him potentially tomorrow night, but if not, we're getting together Friday. I'm very, very excited. So, Rab Chabir, your rabbi's in the city. Lechol matori menu, go learn Torah from him. In my case, I'm just going to schmooze with him, but in theory, I've learned plenty of Torah from him as well. And he says, no, but I'm scared. How can I go see my Rebbe? There might be a lion in the street. Right? There might be a car that's speeding on the highway. It's going to hit me. I don't want to get into a car accident. Chas v'shalom. Rabcha b'socha medina. And then it's not just now, again, everything is going to be getting, each step is even closer. Oh, he's in your province. You don't have to worry, your Rebbe's here. Omer lahem misyara, ani shalu ya'ari ben erchovos. No, but there might be a lion between the paths, like between the houses, like there still might be a line here. Omer lo, you tell him, Hare hu besuch beischa. Your Rebbe's in your house. Your Rebbe's downstairs in your house. So, emani holech etzla. If I go to him, ani motzei pesach ne'ula v'chulei. He said, if I go downstairs, the door might be locked. I might not be able to get in. It's not worth it. And it continues to go on and on. That's the mashal. Pretty intense stuff. He's saying, obviously, this person is extremely lazy, and it's also tied to yira, meaning, I don't know if you want to focus on the yira part or the intense anxiety or the laziness part. But he's saying that a lot of, sometimes they could go together. Obviously, mental health is very different. Halamat the Tasha ain hayir goremes she's atzel ella atzla goremes lo she's sorry. He says it's not that a person has so much fear and that causes him to be lazy. He says laziness causes someone to have so much fear. Because when a person is lazy by nature, then they're going to have fear and they're going to come up with all these excuses to continue their state of laziness. B'chol hadvarim, this is something. This is the last like full page in my book. Probably another 6 minutes if you're up for it. B'chol hadvarim ha'ilai nisan hayom miyad aleim imashe kfar pashat hu barag al baruv hamon b'nei ha'adam shezeh darkam kesel lamot. That these things, regarding all these matters that we've discussed, referring to zihiras, which is being careful and, let's say, like thoughtful before doing an action, and zarizas, making sure when you're doing the positive thing to go and do it with swiftness. So he's saying all these things, these are daily nisyonos that we face, and it's pasha to make sure to get adjusted that a person isn't basically taking this anything lightly. Umaskil aldavar shimatze emes lamito bidas lenavanaka. And he says that their truth can be seen by seeing the kanda, by seeing the way that people are, because vidas lenavanaka. Because for most people, so wisdom will come easy to the perceptive one. Like if you just look around, you realize that the importance, like, realize what people do, and laziness, like, what that's going to lead to, and having rizos, what that's going to lead to, it's clear. The kfar nisbar inyan has rizos feyer she'ech shov heyoso maspik leha'aras halev ve'chacham yechkam v'yosef lakach. And now that the topic of rizos has been clarified, so I think it's sufficient, I think it's sufficient to inspire you, to inspire each and every one of us in our hearts. And we're going to be able to become wiser and wiser and to increase v'yechkam yosef lekach and to be able to really acquire this now much better. V'hincha roe ki roe la zrizus liyos madrega achara zihiros. And you see, of course, that zrizus, that the positive when you're going to do a mitzvah, to do it in a certain way, is obviously the step right after zihiros. Ki al harov lo yeh adam zoriz im lo yeh zahir batchila. Because a person can't have zrizos if they're not being zahir first, right? Sur meira v'aseh tov. First you have to sur meira, first you have to stop doing the bad, and then aseh tov. And then this is how to do the good, right? These are one step after the other. Because a person who's not putting in their heart, meaning they're not taking it seriously to be careful with their actions and to contemplate how to serve Hashem properly and Fateha and his requirements, Shazoki Mida Zahiris, which is the Mida Zahiris, Kamosha Gasati, as we wrote earlier, Kasha Jilbach Abba Bachemda Elaviz Daris Bitshuka Lifneboro. Says it's very difficult, obviously, to then have a passion to serve Hashem if you're not being careful for the lotuses. Hihine hu odenu tovea bitaivo sagufanos, because that person is sunk into the physical world. Into virat mirutas hergilam archiko mikolze, and he's running after things that take him away from this. It's probably referring more to sins. It doesn't have to be necessarily something neutral. That could be somewhat applicable. But if a person obviously is not focused at all on zahiras, and they're running after things that are not going to help them spiritually, then it becomes very hard to be zaris. Amnam, however, achar shekvar pachach pakach inav, that when you open your eyes, liros masav li zahar bam, to see your actions and to be careful in how you behave, v'chashav chesbon ha-mitzvos ha-averos, and to be thoughtful regarding the mitzvos and averos, kasher zachana, as we mentioned, nakel hu lo, it becomes so much easier for you, sheyaser min hara v'shtokek el hatov v'yizdarizbo. It becomes so much easier to remove yourself from what's bad. If you're thinking about it, if you're working on it, and you're trying your best, then it becomes so much easier, to be zaris towards the good. And he ends v'zeh pashut, and this is clear, and this is obvious, and that is certainly an amazing point, and that's the end of Zerizus, and we're going to be starting nikius, cleanliness. The Ezra Hashem Yisbarach will be starting.